Mini episode 1691 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to the FDH Lounge review of the year in news. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our top five news stories of 2023. Number five, Canadian wildfires become an international incident. What happened in Canada didn't stay in Canada as the smoke flooded into America to an unprecedented level repeatedly for weeks and weeks. And all indications are that this isn't the last year that this might happen. Number four, America's nonstop political turmoil topples a speaker and brings the country to the brink of a historically unpopular presidential election. Kevin McCarthy lost the speakership that he never had actual control of as his former boss Donald Trump found himself indicted and losing civil court cases all over the country in a series of indignities not even visited upon Richard Nixon. And yet, after all of that, and becoming only the third one-term president in the last century, he's beating Joe Biden in a battle of figures loathed by much of the general public. America continues its political race to the bottom. Number three, it's the longest streak of asking what's going to happen with the economy since the 1970s. We're going on 2 years now, and nobody seems to know what's coming next. Inflation has cooled somewhat, but not all the way. Recession hasn't happened yet, but still could. Another year of purgatory doesn't seem likely, but it wasn't likely that would linger all the way through 2023 either. Number two, 2 years, two big wars. Not since Afghanistan in 2001 and Iraq in 2003 had wars really gripped the public attention in a large way. High-profile wars are not a common occurrence. Consider that the last two before these two were probably Iraq in 1991 and the Yom Kippur War of 1973. But before you mention the Balkans or the Russian invasion of Georgia in 2008 or some such, think about whether those were really water cooler topics at the time. But 50 years after the Yom Kippur War, we got the second big war in 2 years on October 7th when Hamas essentially launched Israel's 9/11. Ever since then, Hamas has been reduced to playing the PR game, hiding behind their millions of hostages in Gaza as Israel settles in for a long war. All of this just a year after the Russians declared war on Ukraine, a bloody slog that doesn't seem like it's going great for either side, but is destined to keep going until either or both are forced to give ground. Considering the alliances that China and Russia have with each other and many radical elements of the Arab world, it's not hard to connect dots and see these separate wars as merely different fronts in what could become a world war if China adds a third theater by invading Taiwan. All of this just compounds the incompetence of Bibi Netanyahu, who played footsie with both Hamas and Russia in the years leading up to one of the worst terrorist attacks in history. If these wars separately or collectively spiral out of control, then the future of the world could be at stake considering all of the nukes potentially at play. Number one, the rise of AI. It might seem strange to list this development at number one, considering that other topics might have seemed more omnipresent, but before too long it will become obvious that 2023 will be best known for the year that this technology started to go mainstream, stirring up hopes and fears in equal measure. As we noted above, the immediate future of the economy has been oblique for the past 2 years as the Fed's harsh, belated moves to kill the inflation that they helped create have seemingly left the U.S. perched on the brink of a recession that entire time. And with the brief bank panic in the spring, it felt like the downturn was finally here, but the enormous strength of some tech stocks actually help to fend it off, at least for now. Incredible advances are coming quickly, and whether the good will outweigh the bad remains an open question more than anything else. 2023 will go down as the year that we started having to think about these issues in earnest. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.